Parshas Pinchas begins with the Torah telling us about the incredible act of zealousness performed by Pinchas. When Pinchas saw Anasi from Shevet Shimon publicly cavorting with a Midianite princess, he took the law into his own hands. He picked up his spear and he heroically slaughtered these distinguished individuals who were engaged in a promiscuous act in the most defiant way. And because of this courageous effort, he's forever known as Pinchas Kanai, Pinchas the Zealot. The Parsha begins, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aharon. Question is, why did the Torah trace his lineage all the way back to his grandfather Aharon? So Rashi explains, because the other tribes were disparaging him, they said, did you see Pinchas, the grandson of Yisroi, an idol worshipper, kill a Nazi, the head of a Shevet? They were taunting him. That's why the Torah traces his pedigree all the way back to Aharon, who was the ultimate Oy of Shalom, Baroid of Shalom. But the question is, granted that his paternal grandfather is Aharon, is a Rebbe Sha'ainikel, Ben Acha Ben of Aharon HaKohen, he has great yichus, but his maternal grandfather is still Yisroi, an idol worshipper. So they can still ridicule him. So how does the Torah writing Ben Aharon resolve this dilemma? So also a beautiful idea to explain the difference between a true genuine zealot and an imposter. We have to determine what this person that calls himself a zealot, what its true motives really are. What prompts him to act in such a bold and brazen way? Is he by nature a calm and peaceful person? And now by witnessing such an abhorrent act, is surely motivated to kanes kanasi, to calm Hashem's wrath? Or is he by nature a wild, aggressive person? And he found a convenient excuse for his aggression. And he authenticates his act of violence under the rubric of zealot. So the Shvatim said, we see the latter. They said, yeah, we see Pinchas' act of zealotry. But this act comes from the Yisrael side of the family. This has violence written all over it. This cruelty emanates from idolatry. So the Torah said, I'll show them that they are mistaken. And the Pasuk writes, Ben Aharon, look at his paternal side. Aharon was the quintessential Oy of Shalom. That is his true DNA. Pinchas had to go against his nature. His act was not an act of violence. This was in fact an act of peace, emulating his grandfather Aharon. This is coming from a good place. He had noble intentions. Hinin inoisin lies brisi shalom. What he did made shalom between Kal Yisrael and their father in heaven. Rav Elvel Lebrisker, in explaining the difference between a true kanoi and a fraud, once gave this fascinating parable. He said, there are two types that chase away mice, the cat and the housewife, but for totally opposite reasons. The cat chases after the mouse because he wants the mouse. He wants to eat it. So the more, the merrier. The housewife chases after the mouse because she doesn't want the mouse. In her ideal world, there will never be any mice roaming around her kitchen. So the cat chases after them, and the housewife chases them away. A true zealot is like the housewife. He would be thrilled if Yidden are observing the laws of the Torah, and he never has to pick up a spear and perform an aggressive act against another Jew. The inauthentic Kanoi is constantly holding his spear in his hand, and he's hoping and praying for someone to act out so he can commit an act of violence and then call it zealotry. I'll give you a contemporary example. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah and Shul, there are two types of people that are constantly correcting the Balkara. There's one person who wants to make sure that he gets to hear every word of the Parsha pronounced properly. He's hoping that the Balkara won't make any mistakes. But if he happens to make a mistake, he respectfully corrects him. He's being mekaneh kinnas Hashem. Then, there's the other person. His lone motive for coming to Shul on Shabbos is to shout and scream and embarrass the Balkara. He can't wait for him to make a mistake. He's not a kanoi, he's an imposter, he's a fraud. By Pinchas it says, Vayikach roimich biyodeh. He took a spear in his hand. He wasn't walking around with a spear in his hand looking to kill people. When the incident occurred, he had to go out and find one. And that is why Pinchas will always be known as the ultimate kanoi. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, by Talmud Torah, when it pertains to learning Torah, Chazal say, we have the principle of Metach Shloi Lishma, Bal Lishma. However, when it comes to Machloikas, when it comes to Kanoas, we have the opposite approach. Metach Lishma, Bal Shloi Lishma. Sometimes a person gets involved in a disagreement for altruistic reasons. He really means it Lishma. I want to be the mediator. I want to help resolve the dispute. But then he gets so embroiled in controversy that it becomes personal. He doesn't even remember what his true motive was to begin with. So if you must get involved in a machlokes, it must be done only lishma, without any ulterior motives. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.